During a cabinet meeting at the White House, US President Donald Trump made this declaration.
Today, the United States is designating North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism. Should have happened a long time ago, should have happened years ago. In addition to threatening the world by nuclear devastation, North Korea has repeatedly supported acts of international terrorism, including assassinations on foreign soil.
North Korea now joins Iran, Sudan, and Syria, which the United States labels as state sponsors of terror. To be put on the list, a country must repeatedly provide support for acts of international terrorism. North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons and missile programs has defied sanctions already put in place by the UN Security Council. The country is already heavily sanctioned by the United States. Now President Trump has the power to impose a number of new sanctions. However, those are yet to be announced. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has strongly backed President Trump's move.
Kim Jong-un runs a global criminal operation from North Korea, peddling arms, peddling drugs, engaged in cybercrime, and, of course, threatening the stability of the region with his nuclear weapons.
North Korea had previously been on the state sponsor terror list, but was removed by former US President George W. Bush in 2008. Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop has also thrown her support behind the announcement, labelling North Korea as a rogue state.
North Korea was listed as a state sponsor of terrorism, but during the Bush administration, they returned to the six-party talks and they gave every indication that they would abide by the international requirements for verification of their nuclear programs. And then it seems that they were not meeting any of the benchmarks.
US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the move will dissuade third parties from supporting Pyongyang and its regime. However, he did add that while any sanctions on North Korea are very symbolic, their practical effects may be limited.
It may, though, disrupt and dissuade some third parties from undertaking certain activities with North Korea, as it does impose a prohibition on a number of other activities that might not be covered by existing sanctions. But I think importantly, this is just continuing to point out North Korea's illicit, unlawful behaviors internationally, and we felt it necessary to reimpose the designation for that reason.